Hour number three of Sports Talk begins. I'm John Wilkerson with Jimmy Hyams, and once again we go to the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline for a very special guest.
We're pleased to be joined by Jody Wright. He's the athletic director and men's basketball coach at Fulton High School. Jody, how are you?
I'm good, Jimmy. How you guys doing today?
Doing very well. Thank you for joining us. First off, wanted to get your reaction to Knox County saying that schools can start workouts on Tuesday.
You know, I think that was the news all of us were waiting to hear and kind of sitting around here anxious. A lot of nervousness, wondering what's going on. You know, the thing about this situation is it has changed day, sometimes hourly. So we're ready to get started. There's some protocols and procedures that we got to get in place and get lined up to make sure we're doing this the right way. But I think everybody's ready to get started next week at some point.
We're familiar that Blount County opened earlier, and I wonder, most of the counties that are contiguous to Knox County, are they also opening, or either have opened or will open soon? Do you know?
I think so. I think most everybody, a lot of counties, I know Maryville, Oak Ridge, Maryville and Alcoa opened up last week doing some stuff, and I think they're going to go to phase two and June 1, but I think most of the counties around us are either opening up the 26th or the 1st.
In regard to the benefits of opening it up, what's the good that you think will come out of this for these high school athletes?
You know, Jimmy, I think the first of all, the relationships is huge. I've heard so many coaches that have called me and said, it's not what we're missing from an athletic standpoint, and that's pretty substantial. But he said it's just the fact that I can't see my players face to face, and it's kind of hard to have a relationship. And I put a lot of value on the a relationship that a high school coach has, and the impact a high school coach can have, and that's hard to do from a distance, and it's hard to do when you're not seeing these young men or young ladies face-to-face every day. So getting back to where we're having some contact with them, we can be involved in their lives, I think that's first and foremost the biggest advantage of starting back.
Coach, you do such a fine job not only coaching the Falcons basketball team but also overseeing the all athletic teams, and I'm just wondering, what's it like to wear that hat in a situation like this where you're trying to keep tabs on not only your team but also all your coaches and their teams?
Well, that's, you know, your main responsibility, John. You know, as an administrator and a basketball coach, I'm first an administrator, and I have to always remember that. And so those responsibilities and those duties take precedence over your role as a basketball coach. So right now, been trying to keep my coaches informed. Again, that's sometimes hard to do because, again, sometimes the hardest words to say are "I don't know," mm-hmm. and there's been a lot through this that again, I don't know, because either the information had not been released to us, or again, the information has been released and they said, "Hold on, because it's going to change." So that's one thing. We'll get together as a coaching staff next week and go over protocols and procedures that we make sure we're following to keep all of our athletes safe.
What has it been like to see a routine develop out of not only checking in with your coaches, but also with your administrators, with the principal, whether it be the county, whoever, I mean, just and talking perhaps with other colleagues? What has it been like to kind of steward things through this?
Well, that's, you know, John, about all we've gotten done through this is talk. And we do that pretty good in education. We've got this meeting stuff down. We can do it as good as anybody. But I think that there's been a lot of communication. I know I've talked to many directors of schools around our area, principals, coaches. I think everybody's kind of wanting they're bouncing ideas off each other. What are you all thinking about? Where are you? So I think all the communication flow has been pretty good because we all want to make sure we're doing the right thing. What's this district over here doing? How can we do that? And what guidelines do we need to follow? And that's what's been challenging, because the guidelines have changed. Again, sometimes they change on a weekly basis. Sometimes they'll change later. But that's been the tough part. But it's been good. I'll say this. I've talked to a lot of people in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
I'd say so.
Yeah. Our guest, Jody Wright, he's the athletic director and boys basketball coach at Fulton High School. Jody, I have read where there are some schools or school districts, counties opening up sooner than others, and some coaches said, hey, this is an unfair advantage to us. Well, life's not always fair, and I get that you feel like, okay, they're having a head start on us, but is there a part of you that wants to say, look, let's just do the best we can, and I don't want to hear any complaining?
Well, Jimmy, when you, and you're right. I think, first of all, to answer your question, that is frustrating. But in the grand scheme of things, and I call that a competitive imbalance or a competitive mm-hmm. advantage, and that has always been in place. If you look at right now, there's schools that at the collegiate level, there's schools at the high school level that have competitive advantage because they've got better facilities. They've got more facilities. There's school A that's got 2 gyms, and school B's got 1. And so, school A has got multiple weight rooms, and their weight room's better. Is that a competitive advantage? Yes, it is. It happens right now in regards to one thing I can think of is athletic practice. There's some systems that allow their athletic teams to practice during the school day. There's some systems that don't. Knox County is one of those that we don't do practice during the school day. But so if you look at it and over here at this school that practices in the school day, and those athletes are leaving school every day at 4:30 and they're home and starting homework and every day by 4:30, 5 o'clock, as opposed to this school over here that alternates practice with the girls. And half the time they're starting practice at 6 o'clock and walking out of that gym at 8:30, 8:45. Over the course of a season, you know, that's a pretty substantial competitive advantage. It's done in policy. There's some school systems that have policies that when school's out for, you know, whatever reason, they don't allow after school activities. Other systems don't. And so when you've got, in a situation where you've got multiple systems inside a district in that, Triple A district basketball wise, you've got Knox County, you've got Anderson County, Oak Ridge City, Maryville City, Blount County. All of those have different policies. And if one district has a restrictive policy, it puts those teams at a competitive disadvantage. So, it's been going on. We haven't addressed it, looked at it, but now, the competitive disadvantage has been present for a while, and are we going to have that through this? Yes, we are, and I just don't know any way with where we are as a state and different parts of our state more affected than others. I mean, we've got some counties that have not had a single outbreak. Mm-hmm. So how do we say to those kids, listen, because Memphis is a hotbed, Let's all sit around here and let's do nothing because Memphis is going to be slower. Again, I think in that case, if we look and we truly ask ourselves what's best for high school kids, not what's best for me and my program, but what's best for high school kids. And at this point, I cannot look anybody in the eye and say getting back to what may be the new normal, but getting kids back in front of their coaches and back to some athletic activity, it's got to be helpful. That's got to be the best thing right now.
The TSSAA email said the dead period is June 22 through July 5th when no team workouts are permitted. Jody, that's an annual thing. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay, so nothing changed there, all right?
Well, and again, I'll say this. That has been discussed. The Board of Control, we discussed whether we needed the dead period this year. Mm-hmm. Jimmy, that's not a Board of Control decision. That deals with the sports calendar. So that's legislative council. Personally, if Jody Wright was in charge, I would do away with the dead period this year because I just don't think that we need it this year. I think, you know, the dead period was to kind of have a little bit of a natural break in there where kids had some time to spend with their families and downtime. And, you know, they've been down for 2 months. But, you know, Jody Wright's not in charge. So as of now, the sports calendar will stay in place.
Speaking of sports, what's it like to see Rob Black get a much-deserved spotlight with induction into the Greater Knoxville Sports Hall of Fame?
Oh, man, I tell you, how great was that? Rob's record certainly speaks for itself. Rob's been a, you know, John, he's been a Hall of Famer for so long. And the thing that I love about Rob Black is just, you know, besides you take away all the accolades, he has got a servant's heart. A couple years ago, I'll tell you a quick story. There was a Mike Keith was broadcasting our state game, and so he calls me the night before we play. He's wanting a human interest story, and I said, "All right, Mike." I said, "I'll tell you a good human interest story." I said, "There's going to be a pretty big fella sitting behind my bench." I said, "He'll probably have a white pullover on." I said, "He'll be about 6'5", 6'6". I said, "He'll hand out water and towels." I said, "If you get here early enough, you'll see him. He drive my bus." I said, "You come to Fulton home game, he's keeping the book and does the PA." I said, "If you get there in the fall, he's winning state championships." I said, how many football coaches are doing that right there?" And that tells you all you need to know about Rob Black. But what a great class with Rob and my old friend Clark Duncan both going in together. And they player coach, what a unique story that is as well. But really excited for Robbie.
Hey, Jody, thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us and talking about the latest news with the TSSAA. And hopefully this will work out well, and the high school kids and the supervision they get will be beneficial to all concerned.
Absolutely. Always good talk to you guys.
Thank
Coach,
you, Jody.
Thank you.
That's
right,
Jody Wright. Thank you, Jody. Jody Wright, he's athletic director at Fulton High School, also the boys basketball coach.